Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We all thank you for being here. We'll talk about NIL, surprise, surprise, in a couple of minutes with somebody who hosted an NIL forum over the weekend. We're getting a lot of conversations about what happened yesterday in Greenville. More comments coming in now from Danny in South Carolina. Hello, Danny.
Hey, how you, Paul? It's first time caller.
Well, great to hear from you. Thank you.
My thought is about what the gentleman said a few minutes ago. There's too much talking going on during the game. Back when I played ball, our coaches always told us to let our play on the court do our talking. And one other thing, my opinion that the NIL has made all of the NCAA teams a semi-pro team. And individuals does not make a team. A team makes a team. So I think that if they give an individual all that money, it should be shared with all the rest of the team.
Well, thank you very much for your call. You take care of yourself. Let's continue with Jay up next in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
I'm just calling to I want your opinion on how you think Alabama football is going to be this year, honestly, because I'm a little scared myself.
What are you concerned about?
Well, I mean, I know that Kalen DeBoer's got a good background, and he's got a good winning record, but it's just going to be hard to replace the man. All right? The man, he's done it for so long, it's just going to be hard to do it for him, I think. And he's got the talent, for sure, but, I mean, just are they going to be able to put up what they did last year at towards the end of the season, that magic they put together? It's going to be interesting.
Jay, I understand where you're coming from, and I think that's a concern, but I also believe DeBoer has done very well in the short time that he's had, considering what he lost in the first two or three days. He got a big commitment today from a top player. He's continuing to make inroads. I think he has a good coaching staff. But the X factor is how will he deal in the spotlight. Now, you can counter by saying the guy just played for the national championship, but there's no pressure at Washington. Washington getting in the playoffs was a big deal. At Alabama, that is baked into the cake. You're supposed to be in the playoffs every year.
It seems that way. And just about my entire lifetime, we have been, at least in the talk for it. But now it's just one of those things where, I mean, nothing's certain now with the 12-team playoff. Do I think they might make it in? Probably. Do I think they have the best chance of winning it? Right now, I'd probably give them about 25% chance. But, I mean, that could change after, you know, season starts. They get on a roll.
Well, Jay, I'll make it simple for you, as I appreciate your call. There's simply no way to know right now. I think all you can do is wait. There are a lot of questions we don't have the answer to. Alabama will return to practice shortly in a couple of days after the break, and by the spring game, we'll have a few things answered, but quite frankly, we have no idea until it starts, until the tough game's coming, a trip to Wisconsin, a home game against Georgia, the usual gauntlet. How does he deal in the moment? That's the one thing we can't answer. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Quentin in Georgia. Hello, Quentin.
Hey, Paul. What's going on, brother?
Hey there. How are you?
I'm okay. Look like your political slip showing a little bit today, Annie.
Oh, I don't know. I tend to make fun of everybody running.
Nah, I don't hear you make fun of everybody. I hear you and John jumping on Biden. And I like to ask you and John, what's the alternative?
Well, you know what, Quentin, I appreciate your question. I've thought about it, and I think it's a pretty familiar alternative. We've been down this road before, like 4 years ago.
Okay, so which would you rather have been? I mean, first the man is old, slow, and dead. When he come out and hammer the right wing, then everybody want to say he come out hot or he sounds angry. He ought to be damn angry. We all in this country ought to be angry with what we got on the left and what we got on the right. I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican, but I like to say this. If you're going to jump on one side, jump on the other. Just be even or either just cut it out. I thought this was a sports show. We call them talking about SEC sports. If that's the case, then let's keep it there.
If you know something, Quentin, you are correct. I agree with you. I'm not going to explain it because then I would get political, but you're 100% correct.
Okay, brother. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I was making fun of myself it was a play on words that didn't play very well. AC, let's get back to normal again. AC is up next.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling, man? Thank you
very
so much
well.
For taking
Thank
my
you.
Call. Absolutely, I appreciate it. How's your family doing, sir?
Well, they're doing great. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm a family man, and I'm a businessman. Speaking of business, let's assume Kalen DeBoer doesn't win a championship within, I'm going to give him 3 years. It takes some time to build. Let's say he doesn't win a championship in 3 years. Do you think they will just parade, let's get him fired? What do you think that's going to be the scenario? Because I don't think he's going to win a championship at the University of Alabama, because according to you, Mr. Feinbaum, Georgia is a big dog in SEC. Didn't you say that, or am I mistaken, sir?
No, I do agree. I think Georgia right now is easily the best program. I felt like that for about 2 years now. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Not very much, but I said that to be nice. Rick is up next. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon, Paul. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
I just wanted to remind the gentleman in Texas that Athens, Georgia is actually a couple of miles closer to Greenville, South Carolina than Columbia. And also, there's only about 10 miles difference to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, well let me tell you, Rick, I apologize for failing South Carolina geography.
It's not a big state, so, you know, it's not hard to learn.
I've been pretty much everywhere in South Carolina, but I have never really understood. I guess the upstate is where Greenville is, and what do they call Charleston? Is that the low country?
Low country.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm ready to become a citizen.
And low country.
I'm on my way to the Palmetto State, and I'll be there in about 10 minutes, based
right.
on where I'm currently coming from. Hey, thanks for the call. Did everyone get that? How that all started, I said that Greenville was close to Columbia, closer to Columbia than any place, and that turned out to be incorrect. I don't know what to do other than apologize. Do I need to write the governor of Georgia a letter or what? Governor Kemp, do you realize that Athens is closer to Greenville than Columbia? So did that give Georgia an advantage in the SEC Women's Tournament? It didn't seem like it did. Let's check out Bill in Kentucky. I know where Kentucky is.
Thanks
above Tennessee and below Indiana and Ohio.
Correct, yes. I live in eastern Kentucky.
Well, you're over there near West Virginia?
Yeah, well, it's about an hour drive.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm close to Paintsville.
Oh, yeah,
if
sure.
If you've ever heard of it.
Yeah. Of course.
Paul, the reason I called is I called in almost exactly a year ago. And the reason I called your show was you began your show by actually trashing Coach Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember that or not. And I called in and I took up for him. And you told me, you said, well, if you like him, you keep him for a year and call back and let us know.
Well, I'm glad you did.
That's exactly what you said to me. And you know what? I'm calling you and telling you today. I still think he's the best coach in America. I'd rather have him as anyone. And I think he's did a fantastic job this year.
Well, he did. I think Cal likes to lull everyone to sleep. And this is similar to what happened last year. They had a lot of problems. They came on, and then they got in the NCAA tournament and didn't get out of the first weekend.
Well, that's true. But this year, though, is a different team than last year.
Of course.
A completely different team.
Same coach.
This team, I'm not going to go out here on the limb and say they're going to the Final Four and everything. But they're very capable of it, Paul.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, they went from...
They really are.
I mean, they have increased their chances
at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for as a fan, Paul. Is to be in the conversation.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you keeping
you'll win a championship if you get in enough of them.
I appreciate you keeping me honest because that's what we want. We need an honest country. We need honest leaders. But more important than an honest president, an honest Congress, we need the host of this program to be honest. And I feel better now based on what I said 52 weeks ago today. We'll be right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Come back. We run back to the phones, and Renard is up next.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, listen, just want your thoughts on Kim Mulkey's response in her post-game interview yesterday about how she wishes that Cardoza from South Carolina had pushed Angel Reese instead. It seems to be totally unacceptable for a coach to even introduce that line of thought into that conversation. Seems to me that the SEC and the NCAA should be demanding that Kim Mulkey apologize for that and retract that response. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think as you digest it, it comes off wrong. But I'll also add, and I don't know what Kim Mulkey's thinking, I think in the moment she was defending her player and making a point. It was clearly not what you should be saying, though, after a near brawl that almost spoiled and maybe ended up stealing the headlines from a great women's basketball tournament.
Yeah, and so it just seems to me, you know, that we demand that the players respond and behave, you know, in the right way. And it's just totally wrong.
Yeah, but the one thing I don't want, Renard, what this world doesn't need is another fake apology. We have too many of them. So I'll leave it up to Coach Mulkey if she felt like she would. I'm sure she won't. But I mean, I don't think coaches should ever use actionable language like that. But I also don't blame her for wanting to defend her player. That's instinctive in every coach I've ever met. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check in with Carter next. Carter up next. Hold on a second. I'll get this right. I keep dialing the wrong number. Carter is up next. Hello, Carter. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I was calling about the SEC tournament coming up in a few days and, like, how that's going to whole pan out because the people that are getting, like, caught in the SEC right now.
Well, I think I don't want to diminish the tournament because it's a great event, but I think what you're talking about are a couple of different things. Can Tennessee hold on to a number one seed at the bottom of the bracket? You know, what is Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Texas A&M? Those are schools. You know, two of those three maybe with a really good chance of making the tournament. Another one needs maybe an incredible run. That's usually what happens at tournaments like this. You end up focusing on the extremes. What about you?
So I'm an Auburn fan, but I'm really nervous about it because I know there's a bunch of teams that have a chance for going for a run. Also, like Georgia and Mississippi State and Ole Miss, like you said, they have the possibility to really get up until those quarter and semifinals because at that point they get to play those big teams, and I feel like that's what crashes them down because they haven't had a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, what's really going on? I mean, the tournament within the tournament is if you're Alabama, Auburn, Kentucky, you're trying to win naturally, but you're also positioning yourself for seeding. And, you know, everybody in this tournament has a different motivation. I mean, if you're Mississippi State or if you're Texas A&M, you're in a desperate situation to get a win and maybe get you in. Things that none of us really know, but we just assume based on what we read on these basketball predictions. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check in with Stacy, who is up next. Hey, Stacy.
Paul Feinbaum, what's up, my man?
We've been doing great. We've missed you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. My wife's been very ill, man, but she's getting better. So
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I've been missing out. Yes, sir. But I just wanted to say this real quick, Paul. Dunn State, when we say her name, we need to put first class in front of that because she is very classy. The classiest woman that one of the classiest women that I've met. She's very classy. But let me say this about Kim Mulkey. I like Kim Mulkey. But, you know, the comment she made, it was wrong. Right is right, wrong is wrong. She was wrong. But she said that she wished she would have pushed Angel Reese. I think if it was Angel Reese, she would have got pushed too. Now, I don't condone, you know, the scuffle, but just like Don said, it's sport. You don't want to see it happening, but it happened. Okay? So, I mean, we don't, you know, let's talk about Don Staley. If it weren't for this scuffle, would we be talking about this? I mean, let's talk about this lady record in the last 3 years. 100, whatever she is, 100 with three losses, 100 wins and three losses. Let's talk about that. Like, this lady is the queen of college women's basketball. She got some records. I mean, hey, she better than Nick Saban to me. So, Dwight, no, it's not Dwight, it's Dwayne. Dwayne, I'm tired of eating that Louisiana food. I'm tired of eating that Louisiana food. So,
hey, well Stacy, I appreciate it. And by the way, we're all pulling for your wife. We hope she gets better very quickly. Thank you very much. Salmon is up next in New York. Hello.
Hello. Yes, what I'm saying, like, And what Angel Reed's got on, at least Cardoso apologized, which is fine. These girls are example for young girls coming up in the basketball ring. And so the commission should not allow this. They should, it shouldn't be. And like Angel Reese got on, I have no dislike or note for her, but she got on, we're not afraid of South, she said, she used the language, we're not scared of South Carolina. That's not the point. You're supposed to be a college star. So act like a college star. This thing should have never happened yesterday. These are young ladies. Like I say, they are examples. Somebody could have gotten really hurt. I think they said somebody's brother jumped out in the stand. Okay, the tournament is coming up, and the commission should make something and demand something from the coaches and the players. Talk to their players. We know temper flies up when these kids playing basketball, but they got to realize one thing. Somebody, one going to go home as a winner and one going to go home as a loser. And no parent want to come there and see their child hurt up or something like that. I don't know whether you agree with me or you disagree, because your parents send you to school to learn. And it's good that they have the athleticism that, and I can't bring it out right now because, but anyway, it's good that they had the sportsism.
No, listen, I think you're, making a lot of sense, Salman. The problem is that at the, this is athletics at the highest level. Your emotions are in overdrive. And what has to happen, it starts with the officials. It's their job to control the game. It's their job to make sure that if something is getting out of control, that they stop it immediately. And then there's self-discipline, and then the coaches have to be involved. This thing escalated very quickly, and it doesn't matter whose fault it was. Fortunately, it didn't get any worse, and I think that's the most fortunate thing. Yeah, we're talking about it because it's two of the most prominent college basketball programs in the country, and that's understandable. Let's take a break. More to come. We're going to get take a deep dive into NIL with Rick Harl, who is a highly regarded sports attorney. He'll be with us in just a moment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We welcome all of you back. NIL on everyone's mind all the time. And a couple of days ago in Atlanta, there was a major confab on NIL. And one of the hosts is our friend Rick Harrow, who is a well-known sports attorney and certainly one of the keenest observers of the sports business world. Rick, great to have you back. Thank you very, very much. Really eager to find out what you learned and picked up over the weekend. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the compliment about the keen insight. Thank you for avoiding my moniker as a practicing attorney, which I don't do. That'll bring down the my brand and everybody else's brand about 100 million times as well. But here's what we learned. We're confused. I know that that's not the net result, but it's 18 steps up and 16 back. You know, when President Embert said we ought to get paid college athletes, in fact, that was the only Supreme Court unanimous decision of a major issue across a lot of issues in the last 15 years. So kind of the kidding thing was the college sports is one of the only things that gets all those non-members of the Supreme Court to say the same thing and agree, which is the athletes ought to be paid. and then it's going to come back in a year and a half, and I will give you a memo on how to do it. Well, crickets. So then Wild Wild West. And now we've passed the point about everybody thinking, is it good, is it not? It's here. Let's stop flapping our gums about whether it's good and get on the business of how to resolve it. And so it was an interesting confab, Paul, with conference commissioners and Steve Hatchell from the National Football Foundation and guys from Learfield. So they talked about sponsorship and also coaches who were also in the middle of this, as well as media folks and standards. How do you make them apply? What do you do across the different divisions / conferences, the haves and the have-nots? Not only that, but in different sports, what do you do about the third string lineman versus the starting quarterback? How about the number four person on the rowing team versus the men's basketball team? I'm afraid I've got more questions than answers, but the bottom line is there are more and more of these, as you would call them, confabs to help solve the problem.
Rick, it seems like every time a court case goes against the NCAA, which is like every other day, we hear the same response. You know, we need to go to Congress. We hear college commissioners saying similar things. Remember last summer, everybody seemed like they parked in Washington, and we're still waiting for the first bill to be introduced. Has that ship passed? And really, is there any recourse for people trying to understand where the NIL movement is at this moment in time?
The ship is the Titanic, where, you know, let's avoid the iceberg and let's get over to the other side. You know, Kevin Lennon, who I really like and appreciate his intellect, is one of the highest remaining guys at the NCAA and is responsible for a lot of continuity. And he said kind of the same thing on our panel, which is we're not hamstrung, but Congress is so much better at solving this. And by the way, I used to believe that was punting, and now I understand that's a correct message. You know, the federal district court, 2.5 weeks ago, said if you're in Louisiana, if you're in Tennessee or Virginia, then you're not going to be able to enforce the anti-NIL distribution rules if the NCAA. If you're somewhere else, then you could enforce it. Man, that takes some confusion and makes it even more confusing. So let's assume that Congress would be great at solving the problem. So the answer is they haven't. So what else do you do? Well, maybe there is guidance coming out of the conferences, and maybe the NCAA creates a template for those guidance conferences, and then you implement it as well. But again, we have too many questions and not enough process.
Rick, in addition to you being a Harvard Law graduate, you teach there, you speak around the country, your expertise is called upon. And I ask you this because you mentioned the East Tennessee court. It seemed like it's now, I know it's not, but it seems like it's legal now to do whatever you want. I see states rolling back NIL legislation. Can you sum up the legal aspects of where this is right now?
Yes. One word, depends. You know, I taught at law school where if you don't have an answer, just remember the word depends because you can use it everywhere and applies to everything. You don't really have to know. In all seriousness, it's not just that. The states have tried to create some legislation in certain ways, and that will control the individual schools in the state, but maybe not the private schools. The bottom line of the NIL distribution is you certainly can't do certain things. You can't discriminate. You can't do things that are otherwise illegal publicly. But other than that, it is a wild, wild west. You know, according to Open Doors, there's about $1,300 per deal for a student-athlete for NIL in his first year. Now, there's a lot bigger ones, which means there are very many small ones. And so even though the total market, Paul, is going to be about $1.6 to $2 billion this year, it's getting even bigger. So you create standards, and you hope that the courts and everybody else will come along with it. Do the athletic departments implement them? Does it go to charity? Do you have to distribute it equally? Again, those standards may vary from state to state, but somebody's going to create those rules.
Rick Harrell with us. Rick, as we travel throughout the fall and even now, we run into ADs and coaches, but primarily administrators who are scared to death of the court docket involving the NCAA. Not to get you to speak chapter and verse, but there's a number of cases coming up. Some are already well on their way. How perilous is the future of the NCAA, especially from a legal standpoint.
Yeah, well, it is interesting because spending a lot of time with Kevin and the NCAA folks, there are a lot of rational people left in those rooms. Although you talk to pundits and it's a dodo bird, many think that there are none. There are. And the real issue to me, and what everybody is scared about, I'm guaranteeing you, is the uncertainty. Not necessarily what the message is, but remember, the ADs, they've got to plan 5, 10, 15-year cycles. You don't know what NIL responsibility is going to be. You don't know how much of it goes to the private collective, even if the collectives are going to be legal. You don't know how much will be mandated to be distributed across the board to rowing versus football and everything in between. So, again, if I'm an athletic director, the most important thing to me is not necessarily what the policy is, but that there is some kind of a uniform policy, if not necessarily state by state, but at least conference by conference. Because, you know, if you're competing in a SEC environment, the numbers are different. They've got a lot more zeros with the decimal point in another place than if you're competing in the Sun Belt, just for example. And it's fine, but you got to acknowledge that you have to have a non-uniform solution, taking into account the economics, the earning power, and everything else is entirely different.
Rick, we had a guest on earlier, Ross Dellinger from Yahoo, who talked about the uncertainty of several conferences, notably the ACC, which is currently in court in North Carolina and in Northern Florida on the FSU issue. There's concern that this league is going to be, from a legal standpoint, in harm's way. And if that does happen, they currently have a long-term agreement with ESPN, then the number of valuable commodities could be plucked from that particular league. Not to get too deep into that minutia, but I'm sure you've followed these cases, especially the FSU case, because you live in South Florida. But how much concern do you think there should be for that once great league? Is it hanging by a thread?
You know, the interesting thing that continues to be interesting, Paul, is that whenever you challenge me not to get into the minutia, you got to, because that's what everybody now wants to be an expert about and cares about. And you know why? Because the stakes are much bigger than they used to be, because you can actually have one legal decision wiping out a conference. Years ago, when you had the television rulings that Georgia, Oklahoma, and a couple other schools instigated, that basically said you ought to be able to go through the conferences, you shouldn't be able to go individually, that changed the entire dynamic, and we may be here now. You know, you realize everybody talks about conference musical chairs as if it's a devil term. Yet since 2000, 126 Division I schools changed conferences since 2000. That's a lot. Now, some because the whole conference changed, et cetera. So it's not as bad, but, you know, everybody talking about the geographical stupidity of having Cal in the ACC, by example. Let's not assume these are geographical conferences anymore. You and I both remember Rand McNally. Your listeners have no idea who that is. And if you want to learn geography based on conferences, you're in the wrong business.
Rick Hurl, fresh back from a conference on NIL, the sports business analyst and sports attorney. Many, many thanks. We take a short break now. We get back to your phone calls. More guests to come right after this.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back here as we continue on a Monday afternoon. Brad is up next in Macon, Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. I tell you what irritates me, Paul, Mr. Paul, and I'm a Georgia man, but all these people calling in, like AC from Bangladesh, talking about this new coach coming in, rebuilding. Rebuilding what? Are you kidding me? How can you rebuild when you already got 4- and 5-star athletes all littered all over the field? This is not a rebuild at all. This is going to be a new coach, but Alabama is just as talented as they've ever been. And I'm telling you something right now. Saban's imprint are going to be on all those sophomores all the way up to their seniors because they've been with Saban. The freshman class, yeah, they'll come in with DeBoer. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody calling in thinking Alabama's going to have a drop off. Y'all must be out of y'all's mind because I'm going to tell you something. They got the athletes they've always had, and they got a coach, and he's new, but he's no scrub. This guy can coach. He's a winner. And then I'm telling y'all right now, everybody's going to call in talking about Bama. This guy right here, Alabama is going to give everybody hell this year. And, Paul, can I give you an analogy?
Sure.
You're going to love this, Paul. Okay, Georgia goes to Alabama winning September what?
28th,
whenever it is. Something like that. I'll put my hand on a board with my pinky sticking out, and I'll tell you this right now. They'll say, pick the winner, and if you don't pick right, your pinky will be gone, and I'm telling you right now, I will take Alabama over Georgia, and I'm a Georgia fan all day long because they are winners over there, and they will figure out a way
to
win.
Yeah, Brad, the only problem with that is that you're Georgia fans who you're used to losing to Alabama. You have to look at it objectively once you see who's on both teams. Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. And Sam is up next in Texas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. I would really love for you to try to explain to me how the University of Texas got the easiest SEC schedule I have ever seen. They don't play LSU. They don't play Ole Miss. They don't play Alabama. They only play one of the top teams in the SEC. Now, how did that happen?
Well, first of all, they do play the best team in the SEC coming into next season. So, but the game is at home, so I would agree with you on that. I'll have to look at the schedule in sum before I could go beyond that. I know we'll throw it up there in a minute, and we'll look at it objectively, but I think, you know, they play Oklahoma. That's a neutral site game. Georgia at home. Getting Vanderbilt on the road is about as easy as you can get. Arkansas is another bottom division team. Kentucky. You know what? I actually agree with you, Sam. You're right. I didn't notice that schedule a couple of weeks ago when it came out. It's a very easy. Conference schedule. I think we got caught up in the fact that they're at Michigan, but that has nothing to do with the conference. I mean, you play two of the worst teams in the SEC on the road, which is a tremendous advantage. And
yeah,
the second hardest game of the year, I think, for them in the conference is probably at Texas A&M.
Probably, yeah. I just think I've just never seen such an easy SEC schedule.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mississippi State, which was off last year, Vanderbilt, which we know, Arkansas, which was terrible, A&M was more of the upper middle of the pack. Kentucky was middle of the pack. I mean, the built-in game was Oklahoma, which is Oklahoma. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you. I have not really studied that schedule, but. When you get Vanderbilt on the road, you're obviously Vanderbilt at home would even be easier, but that takes that takes a space, the place of having to go somewhere else on the road, like Kentucky, which would be difficult.
Right.
I'm glad you brought it up, Sam. I was really not paying that much attention. I was more concentrating on some of the other schools. Well said. Thank you very, very much. Let's check in with T, who is in Texas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, I was watching the women's SEC championship yesterday with everybody else. And there, while I was watching it, there was a perspective that wasn't even really touched on by the announcers and by, I feel like, a lot of the people that have talked about it, because I don't think they really watched the game. And what I witnessed was a very physical game, especially in the first three quarters, whatever, we all know what happened the fourth quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, I felt like it really started to ramp up and the refs did nothing about it. I felt like they provoked this entire episode to expel. When SC started to get a little bit of a lead, they started taunting LSU with every bucket and the refs did nothing about it. And they were especially going after the chick that ended up grabbing the girl's shorts. And it almost got to a level because you see the SC person run and jump, getting right into her face. And I'll even say, I don't blame South Carolina for doing it. I'm not saying that, because as a competitor, you want to take every edge that you can get. It's the ref's job to control those emotions.
Well, T, thanks for the call. We have to go to a break. And first of all, it was a young lady who was in the middle of the melee, not what he referred to her as. Anyway, we will take a short break and have a lot more to do. We'll go out to Oklahoma in the next hour, find out what's happening as the Sooners begin spring ball, and more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.